politeness is, and consideration for others, is like investing unconditional love and getting back the riches of the world. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Politeness and consideration for others is like investing unconditional love and getting back the riches of the world. What happens when we are polite? What happens when we are considerate of others? Well, it happens that we have to be polite and considerate of ourselves. We do not have the capacity to be polite and considerate of others unless we do and are polite and considerate of ourselves. Because politeness is not something that we just put on and take off. Consideration also is not something that we just take on and take off as it is convenient to do so. A polite person is always polite. They're always a gentle person. They're always a person who are considerate of what others are thinking and feeling and doing because, well, when you get right down to it, they created the other people, and they're going to be polite to their creation. They're going to be considerate of their creation. They're going to look at their creation and say, oh, you'd like to have more ice cream. Oh, you'd like to have more smiles today. Ellen called up my brother, who is in his 80s now, and she wanted to wish him a happy Halloween, yeah. A happy Valentine's Day. Well, when she picked up the phone, she says, Ray, how are you today? He started bubbling over, and he gave her a bigger Valentine than she ever dreamed of giving him. The Valentine was so filled with love, so filled with politeness and consideration, that she just felt 100 million miles tall. Not just 10 feet tall, but, you know, all the way up. And she thought, wow, isn't he a wonderful guy? And he said, aren't you a wonderful person? And she said, isn't he a considerate person? He always has a smile on his face, even when he's having little difficulties. And he said to her, you are so thoughtful, you know. And he had taken Ellen out for a T-bone steak. And Ellen always remarks about that T-bone steak. It was so good. He said, come on, get with it. It was the company that was so good. The steak was just incidental, you know. But it was the company. And Ellen says, yep, you're right. You're right. We had a great time, and we must do it again. He says, not too soon for me. Just come whenever you can. I'm always glad to have you. Politeness and consideration for others is like investing unconditional love and getting back the riches of the world. Every time we do something beautiful, something polite, something considerate for another person, it comes back to us 100-fold. But if we go and are polite and considerate because we want them to be polite and considerate of us, then we got a problem because we are not being polite and we're not being considerate. What we're doing is we're trying to buy an emotion or to buy an effect. And you can never buy an effect. An effect comes purely from the cause that you put in motion for it. And if that cause is pure and beautiful and loving and gentle and kind and thoughtful, then the response is going to be that way. If the thought that you're putting in motion is, I'm going to show them what a considerate person is. I'm going to show them what a polite person is. And then they'll see what a polite person is. And it comes across like a big brick, you know, flying through the window. And you think to yourself, that was kind of stupid. That was kind of stupid to try to make someone else be what I am not. Isn't that interesting? To try to make someone else be what I am not. The rest of the world is a pure reflection of what we think. And the rest of the world is a pure reflection of what we believe about ourselves. The rest of the world is our creation. And now, if there's anything wrong with our creation, it's time for us to do a little bit of mending work. Time for us to do a little bit of mending work. How do you mend a world that's not in, in good shape. How do you mend a world that's not in good shape? You know, how do you mend a world that's not in good shape? Well, you clear up the vision that you have of the world in your eyes. You clear up the feeling that you have toward the world in your heart. You clear up the words that are going on in the world from your mouth. You see, all these things start with us. And so when I look out there and I say, gee, what a wonderful world this is. Herb, you're always finding something good about everything. Well, look, see how the flowers are growing. With that beautiful rain we've had, it's been so gentle and just been tugging away at the roots of these flowers and saying, come on, sprout, sprout, sprout. And I went out in the doggy yard for Rex yesterday morning and this morning. And as I went out, this bush kept sticking its face in me, you know, sticking its bushes out at me as a part of a tree there. And I thought, I should trim that off there, you know. Now, I can't trim it off. Because every little tip of the, every little branch is filled with buds. It's just a green budding thing that's so beautiful. And you can't cut that. You can't chop away at that. And so now, as I walk out the yard, I walk around it. And I enjoy it. And I think, isn't that beautiful? It was just a dead old branch all winter long. And just sticking out there like a dead old thumb. They're saying, well, maybe you ought to trim that off, you know, to make the tree a little more harmonious. And then all of a sudden, spring is coming in the middle of February. Spring is coming and shouting out and saying, hey, I'm putting my buds out. And it's beautiful. And, you know, I could look at that and say, oh, I've got to trim that branch to make it harmonious with the rest of the yard. And when I do that, it'll be just fine, you know. But no, I don't want to do that. That branch is out there budding just for me, making beautiful buds just for me, making me happy. And I think that's pretty nice. That's pretty nice. You see, politeness and consideration for others is like investing unconditional love and getting back the riches of the world. When we invest unconditional love in everything, we just look at everything from an unconditionally loving point of view. Wow, the returns are fabulous. Because you're not expecting them. You're giving without thought of return. And the person is receiving it without thought of return. But by the very manner in which they receive it, you feel just so great. Because, say, ooh, I was so glad I gave that to them. Just look at how they appreciate that. And you don't want to say appreciate. But look at how they enjoy it. Look at how they enjoy that. You know. And even if they didn't enjoy it, you still give it out. I wrote a letter to a person the other day, and it was a business person. And I said, beloved John, you know, and at the end I said, I love you, love Herb. And then I put a P.S. P.S. I think everybody in this world is wonderful and beautiful. And I love everybody in the world, whether it's man, woman, or child, whether I know them or whether I don't know them. I love them because they're wonderful. And that's why I write to you, I love you. And I haven't heard any response, but but I said it. And I let them know that, you know, that's just the way I greet everyone. Like, dear, dear, who do you call dear? You call dear your wife, right? Dear, may I have some more coffee? Sweetheart, may I have some more coffee? Dear, may I? And we write, dear John, or dear Mary, or dear Peter, or Paul, or Henry, you know. Well, we write dear before every name. And then how do we sign it at the end? I say, I love you, love Herb. And you know how what you say? You say, yours truly. I am truly yours. I am yours forever and ever, truly, truly. I mean, that's pretty great. And they laugh at me with my statement about I love you. And I think that's kind of quaint. Statement. Yeah. But yours truly, yours eternally, you know, yours fraternally even. Now, that's pretty nice, too. You know what fraternally means? In friendship and in association and in relationships and doing things together, you know. And that's pretty exciting. Now, Rex is pulling between me and the wall here. He thinks it's just so wonderful to be close to me. He says, Dad, you're talking about my kind of love, unconditional love. and I love you unconditionally. And he doesn't even care if he's on his chain or if he's on his leash or if he can be free or if he can't be free. He doesn't care. He's just happy to be by being here. And isn't that wonderful? See, that's unconditional love. And I gave it out. I didn't even know I was going to get it back. Right, Mr. Rex? Right. Say hello to the audience here. You're a good guy, aren't you, Rex? Huh? You're fantastic. Yes. Well, tonight is Valentine's Day, and we're concluding the day. And Ellen says, well, now, for Valentine's Day, we certainly have to have a hot fudge sundae. And she was talking to my brother Ray about it, and he told her that I loved hot fudge sundaes and anything chocolate. And so Sylvia has spent 34 hours in the kitchen womping up a hot fudge sundae for me. And it wasn't melted by the time I got it, but it's just perfect. So I say thank you unconditionally, Sylvia, for making that wonderful hot fudge sundae. With a beautiful cherry on top and the cream and the nuts and the hot fudge. Real hot fudge, real tasting hot fudge. And the chocolate ice cream. So, you see, when you give and you share and when you're polite and you're considerate, because that's your nature, it comes back. Even though sometimes it may take a long route, but it comes back. And all you have to do is just be yourself. And who you are will always come back again and again and again. Well, politeness and consideration for others is like investing unconditional love and getting back the riches of the world. And when I invested in my buddy here, Mr. Rex, my unconditional love, yeah, my unconditional love, I never realized that the riches of the world would be poured back into my pockets by his presence. And by your presence.
Thank you.
And by my presence. Have a lovely evening and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy
I love you.
Day.
I love you.
I love you.
Love you. Happy Valentine's.